Nos vamos para Chicago a la convención demócrata. Natalie Edelstein Harbis es vocera y directora de comunicaciones de la convención. Nos atiende a esta hora. Natalie, hello, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Bueno, hoy sí vamos a tener cantantes, Ana, ¿o no?
For today, do you think the convention is going to have any singers?
James Taylor, you going to sing or not?
You know, there's going to be a lot of special performances, fun surprises. You can expect to hear from former President Obama. There is going to be, you know, a lot of excitement in and outside of the hall. So it's going to be a great show tonight. We're expecting a lot of energy and a lot of excitement, just like we saw last night.
Pues sobre las presentaciones, dice que va a haber muchas sorpresas, va a estar el expresidente Obama, va a haber mucha emoción y mucha energía como se vivió anoche.
Natalie, le pregunto desde Chicago, Natalie, por el tema de la seguridad alrededor de la convención, aquí en el United Center, vimos ayer algunas protestas. ¿Cómo se prepara la seguridad para hoy, por ejemplo? Porque sabemos que también se tienen previstas algunas jornadas de protesta aquí en Chicago.
In terms of security, how have you guys prepared for the convention? We know that yesterday were some protests, and in general, how have you guys prepared for the security of the convention?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. The Democratic National Convention is considered a national special security event, which means the Secret Service is the lead agency in charge of planning for the event. We have had law enforcement from Secret Service on the ground for over a year planning different security routes, different plans. They are really prepared for anything that might happen during the convention week. And as we saw yesterday, you know, there were plenty of protesters, which is typical for a convention. They were able to safely, you know, express their First Amendment rights while also keeping the convention efficient and running. So we have full faith and confidence in the Chicago Police Department and the U.S. Secret Service. And so far, they have done a tremendous job keeping both residents in the city of Chicago and our convention visitors safe. We expect that planning and that work to continue throughout the rest of this week.
Es una gran pregunta porque la convención tiene un gran despliegue de seguridad. Está el servicio secreto planeando todo este esquema de seguridad durante todo un año, así que están preparados para cualquier cosa que puede pasar. Por supuesto, hay muchos protestantes, que es típico en este tipo de convenciones, pueden expresarse libremente y ejercer su derecho, pero también se puede llevar a cabo la convención de una manera eficiente. Tienen confianza en la policía de Chicago, en el servicio secreto, que están haciendo un gran trabajo y seguro lo van a seguir haciendo durante toda la semana para mantener a las personas seguras.
Grace, hablemos del entusiasmo. Ella está pues detrás de la organización de esta convención. Pregúntale, después de que pasó de ser el candidato Joe Biden a ser Kamala Harris, ¿cuál fue el cambio en términos de entusiasmo? Let's speak about the enthusiasm in terms of this convention. What did you feel was the change after President Biden stopped being the candidate and Kamala Harris became the candidate?
You know, I can say from the city side, the host committee side, we saw just a tremendous amount of excitement for the convention, even before the nominee changed. After the nominee changed, we had about 15,000 additional people register to volunteer at the convention. One very exciting thing is this host committee has raised $94 million. That's the most any convention has ever raised, which I think demonstrates just the clear enthusiasm for the event, for both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and just the broad coalition of support we've brought together. You know, you will see on TV tonight, and what you saw last night is a wide range of diverse voices who are coming to support the convention, the Democratic Party, and the city of Chicago. And so, you know, I mean, the applause was so loud last night you couldn't hear anything. The show was excellent, and I think that just demonstrates how excited people are to be here and to be in this moment. It is truly history in the making, and people are just thrilled to have the chance to experience it.
Pues dice que hay una tremenda emoción por la convención. Dice que hay 15,000 voluntarios registrados en esta convención. Incluso antes del cambio de nominados, siempre ha sentido esa gran emoción que hay alrededor de la convención demócrata. Nos dice que han recolectado la mayor cantidad de dinero que se haya recolectado en un evento como este. Así que hay un apoyo tanto para Kamala Harris como para Joe Biden. Nos dice que hay voces diversas que se van a escuchar a lo largo de la semana. Nos dice que muchos muchos demócratas apoyando este evento en la ciudad de Chicago. Se escucharon aplausos bastante fuertes y eso muestra el apoyo que hay ahí, la emoción que hay dentro de las personas para apoyar este evento.
Ayer hubo críticas en medio del entusiasmo a que el presidente Biden habló muy tarde y que salió del prime time precisamente por el número de oradores. ¿Cómo van a hacer ellos para tratar de ajustar los tiempos y que no se prolongue y que las partes centrales no salgan fuera del prime time?
Yesterday there were some critics that President Biden, when he ended up speaking, it was too late, that he was, after the prime time. How are you guys going to organize with the people that are going to speak today to make sure that you're not, missing the prime time?
Yeah, I mean, I think yesterday that was a demonstration of just the excitement and the enthusiasm. There was so much applause. There was raucous sort of crowd energy that, speeches took longer. That is a typical sort of thing in a live program and a show of this nature. So we are very excited about the energy inside of the room. It is hard to describe. And today we are going to do, more of what you saw last night, showcasing the broad coalition of supporters who come together to support the city and support the convention, and we are going to make sure that everybody across the world sees the broad coalition of support that the Democratic Party and the city of Chicago have brought together.
Well, Natalie, thank you so much for your time in W Radio. It's been a pleasure having you today on our show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on. Have a great rest of your day.
¿Cree que la demostración de ayer fue una muestra del entusiasmo que se vive alrededor de esta convención demócrata? Muchos aplausos, un discurso bastante largo para lo que usualmente se da o para un evento de esta naturaleza, pero están muy emocionados por la energía que se siente en el salón y hoy vamos a ver mucho más de lo que se vivió anoche, viendo esa coalición de apoyo en la ciudad y a la convención demócrata.